USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As expected, Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren has launched her 2020 campaign.
This is the fight of our lives. The fight to build an America where dreams are possible, an America that works for everyone.
She made it official in an announcement in her home state. She'll make stops in New Hampshire and Iowa over the weekend. There are calls for impeachment for Virginia's lieutenant governor.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the lieutenant governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Two women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Scientists may be coming up with a way to put mosquitoes on a diet. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
A new study published in the journal Cell says by manipulating the hormones that make mosquitoes feel full, the insects lose interest in human blood, thereby cutting back on mosquito bites. By giving mosquitoes a saline solution containing drugs that act like a diet pill, they found the insects' appetite and attraction to humans dropped sharply. The study's still in its early stages. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The United Nations chief says the world is losing the race with climate change, and it could be a disaster for Africa and beyond. Antonio Guterres is urging more political will for financing and adaptation. He spoke ahead of a summit of the African Union Continental Body. He says Africa will pay a higher price over climate change because of the dramatic impacts, but the continent itself doesn't contribute that much to global warming. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court is dealing with a Louisiana abortion law, but there's a problem. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
The U.S. Supreme Court blocking Louisiana from enacting the law that would have required abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Pro-choice proponents complained that would have left only one doctor in the state who could legally provide abortions. Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the four liberal justices in the 5-4 ruling that puts the new law on hold while it's further challenged in the lower courts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Elliot Abrams, the U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, says the time has come to negotiate the departure for Nicolas Maduro. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
Abrams said the time for talks with Maduro have long passed. It now is the time for some of his friends, like Cuba or Russia, to give him asylum.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
President Trump has said a military option for Venezuela is still on the table. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.